1-800-875-1515 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says there's a good chance he will declare a national emergency at the border between the United States and Mexico.
But we will be looking at a national emergency because I don't think anything's going to happen. I think the Democrats don't want border security. And when I hear them talking about the fact that walls are immoral and walls don't work, they know they work.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has announced the U.S. is pulling out of a treaty with Russia that's been a centerpiece of arms control since the Cold War. Secretary of State Pompeo spoke on Friday.
Russia has jeopardized the United States' security interests, and we can no longer be restricted by the treaty while Russia shamelessly violates it.
The Labor Department reports the U.S. economy has added 304,000 jobs in January, smashing through expectations for the 165,000 jobs that were expected. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare, and they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Former mayor of Newark and current New Jersey Senator Cory Booker says he's running for president in 2020. The Democrat is joining the very crowded field already, hoping to knock off President Trump. During a news briefing, Booker said he wants to bring us together and not rip us apart. If you're among the people who watch the Super Bowl for commercials, you may find this interesting. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
This year, viewers won't see any ads from the Detroit automakers during the Super Bowl. Chrysler did launch a new ad campaign, but it's fully online with 7 new YouTube videos. Ford and General Motors also sitting this year's Super Bowl out. It's made room for a greater presence of foreign and luxury brand ads, as Mercedes-Benz, whose name is on the Atlanta stadium that's hosting the game, will air a 60-second ad for its new A-Class sedan. Toyota, Kia, and Audi will all air spots, and Hyundai is the game's sponsor.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's amendment urging the U.S. to continue the fight against ISIS and Al-Qaeda in Syria and Afghanistan is seen as a sharp rebuke to President Trump and his decision to pull troops from Syria. The amendment cleared a procedural hurdle in the Senate by a 68-23 vote. Sean McFaith is a professor of strategy at the National Defense University and Georgetown University's School of Foreign Service. He's also the author of a new book titled The New Rules of War. He joined me, and one of the things we discussed was our plan in Syria.
President Trump ran on a platform saying he's going to get our troops out of Afghanistan and Syria and Iraq. There's a bigger question is, what are U.S. troops really doing there, and how do we get them out of there responsibly? And I think that's really where the debate is. Do we just pull them out quickly, as Donald Trump sort of suggested, or do we have a more reasoned, slower pullout, or do we never pull them out, as some people seem to suggest? I think, again, Syria is an example of new rules versus old rules. So, by the way, old rules are like World War II. It's conventional war. New rules is what Iran is doing in Syria. One of the rules of war, the new rules, there's 10 new rules of war. One of the new rules of war is that war is going into the shadows. It's going underground, and it's a shadow war. And Iran has taken over much of Iraq and much of Syria in a shadow war against one of their foes, Israel.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Your message and taking an advertisement out on business, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Hi, Bill. We'll start with the sports guys as soon as we tell people about the weather.
That's a great idea, Pat. You can tell them it's cold, but I think they already know that.
Yeah, but, yeah, come on.
This is nothing for
this
you.
This is nothing. Everybody out there who thinks you're cold, be very happy that you're not in Green Bay. Yesterday, it was 26 below zero, coldest it's ever been. But that's not wind chill. Wind chill was minus 51, so it was 51 degrees below zero, the wind chill. And, of course, the problem is, and that's not funny because the problem is people can't get enough heat in their homes, the pipes are freezing, people are dying. So, but here today, yesterday it was colder. It was about minus one, at least in the morning when I looked. And got up to where I am, no more than 5 degrees, if that. But this afternoon here, Friday afternoon, Super Bowl weekend, there was a slight chance of snow showers this afternoon. Really didn't amount to much. I know that the most recent snow was, I think there was more snow north of 78 than there was south of 78. But tonight, a low of about 5 degrees, so it's going to be very cold out there. By tomorrow, high expected 34 degrees, and so it's going to be sunny. And the one thing that people need to know when you go out, and I know often men don't like to wear hats or caps, neither do women. We don't like to do it because we're afraid our hair is going to get messed up. But it's really important to wear something on your head, over your ears, and also a scarf or something around our necks. I talked to a massage therapist the other day, and she said that one of the real problems is people kind of hunch up their shoulders when it's cold, and instead of just wrapping a really good scarf, I'm looking at Bill, but a real good scarf around their neck, they put their overcoat on, or they put their coat on, and then they hunch up their shoulders. So her tip was, be sure you wear a scarf around your neck.
And, you know, keeping that heat in to your body is smart. The one thing I learned early on is, you know, if you want to stay warm, don't start out cold.
That's true.
You know, because if you can find, if cold can find its way in, that means your body heat is escaping. And if your body heat is escaping, eventually you're going to have a problem. The other thing you need to be very, very wary of is when you bundle up, what's going to happen is you're going to perspire. So you need a way for the moisture to escape your layers of clothing and wick itself away. There are a lot of very good products out there that do that. Columbia Sportswear, I hate to tout somebody who's not a sponsor today, but they've got some great stuff out there. And a lot of the major outerwear manufacturers have fabrics that allow moisture to escape so that your body doesn't get cold just from the perspiration.
Well, you're right, Bill. In fact, I've one of those people who have sat out in very cold weather for football games, including a 13 below zero game when that was real temperature. But the thing that, I'm a real proponent of silk long johns. And I've actually talked a couple guys who are construction workers into trying them, and they love them because that's one of the best first things to put on your body. There are probably some new materials now, but certainly that wicks away. And it's so light, and that's the other thing that you want to do is when you bundle up, you don't want to have everything heavy. I mean, you want to have a number of layers, but you want them to be light. In any event...
One of the great products years and years ago, when they would be making long underwear out of silk, silk is very warm. It allows moisture to escape. It's a natural product. But it's expensive, and science is, fabric science has taken us further down the line, and we don't always need those things anymore, but in the old days, that's what people would use.
Well, I still use them. So anyway, as far as the rest of the weekend, we're all, those of us who are football fans, looking forward to Sunday. So tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of about 34 degrees, partly cloudy tomorrow night. And then on Sunday, it should be a high of about 44 degrees and sunny, which should give everybody enough time to get outside if they want to get outside and still be home or somewhere on time for the take. They've been talking 6:30, now they're talking 6:40. So this is going to be a late game. The other thing that... is interesting is that do you know the day that most people take off from work when they're not scheduled to take off?
The day after Super Bowl
Sunday.
We call that the annual celebration of hangovers.
Well, it could be Hangover Monday, or in some cases, that's one day that I take a vacation day because I know I'm going to be too tired to do anything productive.
Well, I always watch the Super Bowl, even if I don't care about either team the way it is this year. It's kind of terrible to say. But my prediction is New England 38, Rams 21. I just don't think it's going to be a fun Super Bowl. Now, remember, we got surprised a couple of years ago when Atlanta ran up 31 points. And suddenly, the Patriots beat them in the second half and won a Super Bowl. Then we had last year, my Philadelphia Eagles nip and tuck with the Patriots, battling back and forth. The lead changed a number of times. A great Philly special play where Nick Foles hands the ball off, goes out for a pass, and stands there in the end zone smiling and catches the ball. All sorts of cool stuff. But remember, the outcome in that last Super Bowl was in doubt until the last seconds.
Well, so I think it's going to be close. I cannot bet on New England, even though we all know that Tom Brady is, out there. So I'd like to say 34-28 Rams. However, I'm the first to concede that I think that the first half is going to be very interesting because we need to see if Goff can get rid of those freshman jitters if he can come out. I think there are a couple things that obviously Gurley has to be top of his game. Goff has to be able to, you know, hit his target. And I think the other thing that we really need to see is that somehow they don't give Brady the kind of time and put more pressure on him. I mean, Brady was not sacked once in the playoffs this year. I mean, that's pretty amazing.
It is.
He is so well protected. On the other hand, I think the Rams have perhaps a slight advantage because their whole offensive line, you know, everybody's healthy, or at least nobody's out. And I think that's very important. And, you know, I'm one of those people who can never, ever, I can't imagine who the Patriots would be playing that I would hope for the Patriots. And, of course, this year, the Packers lost, my team lost to both the Rams and the Patriots. I thought they would actually would have had a better chance to win against the Patriots when you compared the two games.
Well, you know something, that may be, but there's a couple of Rams I'd like everybody to watch. And as you know, I'm a big defensive football fan. Number 98, a defensive tackle, Aaron Donald, is the kind of guy who is predicted to be as much of a game changer as perhaps Lawrence Taylor was for the Giants back in the 80s.
Yeah, and he's fun to watch.
He certainly is, and you know, he's not big. He's 6'1", and he's 285 pounds, which is small for a defensive tackle, but big for any other human being, particularly when his job in a 3-4 defense is to block out the sun. One of the interesting things about him is that he is extremely strong. He has got explosive speed and power. And, you know, in his first season, he was selected as a top defensive rookie. Last year, he was Defensive Player of the Year with 20.5 sacks. It's the most ever by a defensive tackle. So he's certainly helped the Rams get from a 4-12 horror in 2016. And there's certainly a certain amount of convergence. Maybe the stars are lining up right with Goff and a guy like Aaron Donald. Because McVay, who seems to be a good communicator, and he's only 33 or 34, has pushed the Rams to the forefront of the league's offensive frenzy, and he's already spawned a coaching tree and had the team trade some good draft picks to acquire some interesting personalities in the locker room. But the Rams, when they drafted him in 14, was considered an excellent defender. But now in 2019, he's one bowling ball on defense. I think if anybody is able to get to Brady and interfere with the Patriots' passion for throwing underneath routes, it's going to be this guy.
Well, you know, I mean, let's hope. And, of course, I'm still one of those people who, you know, like probably – everyone other than diehard Ram fans, you know, thought that New Orleans should be going to the game and still think that New Orleans should be going to the game and still feel that they need to do something in this age of technology when there is such egregious calls that they correct them. I mean, I just am absolutely convinced that somehow there needs to be a way to protect against just egregious calls. And
well,
you can't
remember,
just say the flag. I mean, because, you know, there was no flag down for the call. So there has to be some way. And everybody, I think everybody on television, everybody watching, everybody in the stands, unless they were blind, you know, saw that that should have been a penalty.
Oh, yeah, no question. But, you know, you're talking about the officiating in the Rams-Saints game, and that was a shame because I think what that did is that created a real lack of credibility and a lack of confidence in the competence of the officials in an important game. When you blow a call like that, it's inexcusable. Now, granted, we can all say it's only a game, but it's not just a game.
No, that's not a game anymore.
The NFL has encouraged gambling on it, so millions of dollars are changing hands on that bad call. And as a result of that bad call, and it's not just, you know, I'm a diehard Saints fan or I'm a diehard Rams fan, and, you know, I got lucky or I got cheated. Football's a business. It's a $25 billion business this year, whereas 5 years ago it was an $11 billion business. Guys like Roger Goodell have no excuse. I do not know, Pat, maybe I'm going to show some ignorance. Why wasn't that play protested? Why was there no red flag on the field?
I honestly don't know if that was a play that the New Orleans could have complained about. I'm not sure, and that's the one thing that I haven't heard. But the point is, there was no flag, but is there, and in my view, if something is so egregious, even if a referee doesn't throw a flag, there should be someone up, wherever the powers that be, that call it. Because everybody on television called it. All the fans called it. And, you know, there was, I'm trying to remember that other play where they had to take so much time to look to see if the ball was caught. And, you know, it did look on the field that it had hit the ground, and I think that might have been the first call. But anyway, the referees took enough time to go and look at it, and you had to look at it from every single angle, because even, you know, Dave and I had some dispute because he still thought that it had hit the ground. I did until I saw all of the different angles, and then I thought, no, he did have control of it. And I'm trying to think now of who that was, and I'll probably think about it after we start talking about something else. But it was a very significant, you know, very significant. And but they came up with the right call after they had the opportunity to look at it. And it seems to me that referees, they want to get it right. I think in the split second that everything's going on in the field, it's not that difficult to get something wrong. I mean, some of these are very close. I mean, the catch that I'm talking about really did. I can see where a referee would have called it either way and wouldn't have been able to really know until you looked at it and, in fact, took some time to look at it. It wasn't one of those that they went over, looked, and immediately came back and reversed the call or upheld the call.
But here's your problem, Pat, and I'll say it again. When so much money is being bet on these games and so much passion is invested in these games, you really need to get it right, and you need to get it right
exactly.
Quickly. And if you have all these this technological wonder, so you can see the play from every angle, what's another 3 or 4 minutes of airtime to get it right?
Yeah, no, I agree. I thought you were going to say they shouldn't do that.
That time to you know, showing another car commercial or insurance company commercial. you know, to me, the NFL is all about money and entertainment. But, you know, we watch football because we don't know how the games are going to end. I mean, we go to plays because you know, nobody bets on how Hamlet's going to end. We know, but and nobody bets on how The Producers is going to end. We know, or how a James Bond movie is going to end. We pretty much can get a good idea that he's going to get the girlfriend in the end and kill the bad guy. But we watch football because we like the excitement of the outcome being in doubt.
Well, and I think we watch football. Depends. I think some of us watch football because we're addicted, and that's what we're addicted to. And I always feel that I'm only addicted to watching when the Packers are playing. On the other hand, I think that, and I hope, that the game will be a close game, because I'm at least one of those people that if it's a runaway game,
it's no fun.
It's no fun, especially when your team. I shouldn't say that. It's a lot of fun if it's a runaway game and your team is running away with the game. I mean, I love to see that. We can sit back, we can relax, but in something like a Super Bowl where, you know, there are two teams that, you know, you don't love either one of them, then you want a good game. I mean, then it's really fun. It's really fun to see some, you know, some strategy.
You want the excitement of the outcome being in doubt.
Exactly.
And you want to see great plays. You want to see great drives. One of the things that really impressed me with the Patriots is they control the ball. In last week, or 2 weeks ago, rather, for what was it, 11 or 12 minutes of an entire quarter?
Right.
One drive. Brady drained the clock like that. Now, granted, he had a couple of third and longs that he made, but that just shows the skill of this guy and the skill of the team. Very interesting. Go to Facebook. Not Facebook. If you go to, what is it called, where people can post videos. I'll think of it in a minute. But YouTube. You type in football and you type in breakdown Patriots drives. And they break it down, and it's like watching the film in the coaches' offices. And you can see how beautifully designed and how intricate these plays are, and from both the offensive side and the defensive side of the ball. And it really is worth watching. And I think, you know, a game like this with two good teams, certainly the Patriots have to be the favorites here, just because of their record and how long the players have been together and Bill Belichick. But I think it adds to your pleasure in watching the game if you've studied up a little bit on how some of these plays are run and where things are going to go. And sometimes we'll even show you how the different quarterbacks will look off at different receivers. I noticed that Brady did something very interesting during that long drive against the Chiefs. He was very, very skilled at deceiving the defense with his looks. He would look first at somebody he wasn't going to throw to and kind of freeze some of the defensive backs. And then he would throw the ball to the intended receiver.
Oh, that happens.
Second or third choice.
That happens all the time with Rodgers. I mean, he scans the field, and he usually, can fake it and so that the defenders think he may be doing one thing when, in fact, he does another. The one thing... What was the game a couple of years ago that the Patriots lost? And one of the things that people talked about afterwards, or the Patriots talked about afterwards, is that they had planned for one game, and then the other side completely, you know, came out with something that they weren't figuring out. Maybe they didn't even lose the game, but the first half, you could see they were just not playing that well. And I think that's the other thing. If the Rams and Sean McVay can come up with something that the Patriots are not expecting,
well,
I think that's really important.
One of the things that's interesting to me is something Bill Belichick said about Aaron Donald. He said he's pretty much unblockable because of his speed and power. And frankly, nobody gets into the backfield faster than this guy. You know, it takes Brady 2.8 seconds so far this postseason to throw from the pocket. And this guy can get back and into the secondary in about 2 seconds. So, you know, in a situation where teams are prioritizing space-choking interior tackles and stop the run and tend to harass the quarterback from the outside, this guy's going right down the pike. Right
well,
up,
let's
right
hope
down
he has
middle.
A great game. And let's hope that Gurley, really shines. And, of course, everyone else. And we're going to take a couple minutes to play some spots from some of our sponsors, and then we'll be back. Okay?
Thanks, Pat. Let's hit the money bucket in there.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm on the air. Hey, we're back. It's program The Sports Guys, and one thing we want to do a shout-out to our friend John Manfreda. We're missing you. John is out on medical leave, and we hope he'll be back soon. And he provides a lot of lively entertainment for us, and we always enjoy his thoughts. And, of course, this year his team, the Giants, will have one of the early first-round draft picks, which will certainly put them in a good position to decide what they want to do. I listened to a program the other day. One of Eli's team members was talking about how helpful he has been and how at least this player publicly is really supporting Eli and feels like once they have, you know, a better team around him, that, you know, he's still and should be their quarterback. Of course, one of the things that showed me is how important it is and how pleased I was to hear a young player who is, you know, talking the talk, which is you don't criticize other team members. And certainly, even though you may have some individual differences, when you're with them or when you're out, at least when you're out in public, you don't bash the team. You don't bash the coaches. You know, you talk about how important it is and how much harder you're going to be working, et cetera, et cetera. So John, I'm sure, will be bated breath as to who the Giants select. And, of course, we know that the Jets will, of course, you know, be right up there and, you know, They have to do a lot more, though, than selecting good players. And actually, the Packers, my Packers, have two first-round draft picks. I think the first one I thought was number 12. I could be wrong. At least I thought initially it was number 8, and I don't think so. I think it's 12. And then they have the 30th pick, and, of course, we will only know who has 31 and 32 when we hear the final score of the Super Bowl. And I think that for most of us who are not Rams fans or Patriots fans, we are desperate to find and have and watch a great game. And I think that's exactly what I'm looking forward to. And if possible, as I said, I think the Rams need to come up with a scheme that the Patriots have not prepared for. Because if the Patriots have prepared for it, I think we're going to see very quickly in that first quarter whether or not the Rams have been able to come up with something somewhat unexpected. And I think we know, or most of us know, that the Patriots can do a lot during halftime to adjust their game to whatever's happening from the other side. Now, and of course, in this game, they'll have a lot more time. I think, as I recall, isn't it about half an hour, the break to get the hoopla out there that is, the spectacular of the program in the, that's in halftime program. One of the things at least we'll have is hopefully we'll have somebody who knows how to sing the national anthem. Most of us, in fact, Bill, I know, really, if it's 5 o'clock somewhere, it's Jimmy Buffett time. But did you hear him sing that national anthem?
I am so sorry that I missed.
Oh,
that,
no, you're not sorry. You're not sorry. I mean, I know that he may be a fan, and that's why they did it. But believe me, he should not have been singing the national anthem. And maybe even worse is that he's old.
Jimmy is 72, I think.
Yeah, well, and most of us that remember him, whether we're that old or not quite that old, we certainly don't remember Jimmy Buffett as an old guy.
Jimmy Buffett is sort of never an old guy.
Well, you wouldn't think so, but believe me, he looked it and he sang like it.
Well, remember something. One of the reasons I think Jimmy Buffett is so popular is because he is a great songwriter, lots of fun to listen to. But when you listen to him, you always get the impression that if you drank a little bit more and didn't listen to your parents as much, you could have turned out just like him. A zillionaire that they're naming hotels after.
Well, in fact, I think you're right. I think men love him because they all fantasize about taking off and landing in Key West and living the life in Key West. And, in fact, it'd be very interesting to see if he's more popular with men or women.
I think if you're a parrot head, like my wife and I are, instead of deadheads like Grateful Dead fans, I think it's about equal, because we see an awful lot of women at Jimmy Buffett concerts. We try to, for about 20 years, we try to get to one or two every year, and then we both decided we just didn't like concerts anymore. They were too crowded, too much drugs, too many drunks. Of course, we might have been back in that pack 30 years ago, but God help us, it got to be a nuisance. And we went to a Buffett concert at the Performing Arts Center here in beautiful New Jersey, warm summer evening, and we got to sit about 20 rows from the stage, and we were wearing our parrot head T-shirts, and I was wearing cutoffs and my flip-flops, and so was my wife. And we ended up bouncing, getting a beach ball bounced off of us by thrown, not by Jimmy Buffett, but by one of his guitar players. So it was kind of fun. It's a neat place. If you've ever gone to a Buffett concert, it's fun. And they used to be very intimate, maybe a 5,000-seat venue. Now they hold them in stadiums. And so you get to see a little TV Jimmy Buffett off in the distance.
Yeah, that's...
And you can go onto YouTube and watch that also. Or you can go type in Margaritaville TV, and you've got all the concerts right there. You just make yourself a margarita, put on your shorts, get your parrot out of the cage, and have a good time. And the really cool way to see a Jimmy Buffett concert is down in Miami. They have a float up or sail up amphitheater, so you can sail your boat right up there and watch him from the deck of your boat. And that's pretty cool.
Put it this way. There may be some way that people like Jimmy Buffett. I have to tell you, he was not the person I would select for the national anthem.
Well, you got to
remember, football.
That's a hard song to sing.
It is a very difficult song to sing. But, and people, it seems to me, even though you're a football fan and a singer, you need to know your limits, and believe me, I may be wrong, but I don't think so. At least I heard no one praising him. Now, would I love to see the Eagles? Yeah, because they are such good musicians that, you can listen, at least I could listen to them over and over and over. But I don't, I'm trying to remember who is the halftime this year. Do you recall who it is in Atlanta?
No, I was always very pleasantly surprised when the halftime show was Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones, because that was my band growing up.
Whoever it is has to do a fantastic job. And the other thing that most of us do, or many of us do, that we don't do for the rest of the year is watch the commercials.
Yeah, I try never to watch commercials. But getting back to Jimmy Buffett and singing
not
going to
get you off
Banner,
of that.
You weren't going to get me off of this. It's not like, I mean, he's really
no,
great.
No, it was
at,
a national
really
anthem.
He's really great at singing We Are the People Our Parents Warned Us About, as opposed to the Star Spangled Banner. I just think that's a whole different level of talent.
And the national anthem, believe me, was a whole level, different level of talent.
It requires a different level of talent.
But anyway, talking about commercials, most of the, did you know, which really surprises me after watching all of the car commercials during the playoff games, that there's not going to be any commercials from U.S. car makers at the Super Bowl. Yeah, I thought that was really, interesting. Now, of course, Atlanta, the stadium is a Mercedes-Benz stadium.
So there's got to be Mercedes-Benz
they
commercial.
And I understand that Hyundai is, one of the major sponsors. However, come on, where's that Ford 150 that we're used to watching commercials about, the Ford 150,
well,
or even the new
great truck.
It is a great truck, or even the new. Is that a Chevy where they have the flip down back?
Yep.
What do you call
the tailgate?
The tailgate, the flip down tailgate. I'm wondering how much that adds to the price, but in any event,
a lot probably.
The one good thing that, and I keep vehicles a long time. But I will say that the nice thing about my new truck that I bought this year is that it has heated seats.
There's nothing like heated seats, especially on an 18-degree night.
And I could probably sit in the truck and, remember the old, no, you probably don't. I'm not sure there were a lot of them in New Jersey, but the old outdoor theaters?
Oh, we had outdoor theaters here.
Well, okay.
We had a great one in Ringo's, the Ringo's Outdoor Movie Theater, and it would open up in April, and it would shut down mid-October, and it was always a great place to go and watch a movie.
But we would be in Wisconsin, sometimes we'd be freezing. So, you know, that was the day before, the days before there were heated seats. But anyway, let's get back to sports.
Well, you know, a lot of drive-in theaters had heaters right with their speakers.
Oh, not out there.
Well, you're hardier people. We're wimps here in New Jersey. We like warmth.
The biggest problem were all the kids that would drive off and forget to take the speakers off the window.
Yep. That happens when your mind is elsewhere.
Well, you know, but if there were heated seats, there would have probably been a few minds that didn't have to wander in the same way. But let's get back to sports.
What a shame. I always thought of sports as going on in drive-in theaters.
But I can tell you, putting a little politics with sports, I knew that the government would open before the Super Bowl. You know why?
Why?
Because of the Super Bowl. There was no way that all of these people who could afford to go to the Super Bowl were going to be waiting for 10 hours in TSA lines because the TSA workers were tired of having to work without pay. So you knew that one way or the other, that would be staffed to the point where there wouldn't be the problem. And, of course, because people come from all over the country, you know, it's not like they could just staff Atlanta and not worry about all of these other airports.
That's right.
So that's why, guys, anybody thinks that there was any other reason to.
I think anybody who can afford to go to the Super Bowl can afford to have their own jet.
Oh, please. That doesn't happen, believe me.
Okay. Well,
however, and at least Atlanta is such a large airport, it probably is not like New Orleans where all of the jets that at least went into the Super Bowl that I went to, they had a half an hour that they had an opportunity to land. And if they didn't land in their half an hour, they couldn't land. So there were some interesting situations where, you know, corporate executives who are used to, you know, calling the shots had to comply with, you know, their little time slot.
Well, you know, it's very interesting, Pat. There are other sports besides the Super Bowl. You know, I'm not a big basketball fan, but the Knicks just traded Kristaps Porzingis to the Dallas Mavericks for a bunch of draft choices and a couple of players. They also let loose the contracts for Tim Hardaway Jr. and Courtney Lee.
So was that a good trade with the Mavericks? Did the Mavericks really pick up a good?
The Knicks now have a ton of cap space, and they're going to be very active in the free agent market. But, you know, Porzingis was drafted number four by the Knicks overall in 2015, and initially nobody was crazy about that, but he made quick progress in his first 2.5 seasons, and even though he was injured, but when he was healthy, he was impressive. For whatever reason, the Knicks felt the need to move on, and perhaps he himself wanted to move on. I really don't know.
Well, let me ask you.
I'm not a big basketball fan.
Neither am I, but let me ask you, which teams are worried about the cap? Do you know? I mean, that's always, they've been talking about some trades and different things in football, and that really is.
Well, if you want to go back to football, I can tell you the Jets have $100 million in cap space. And so they're going to be active in the free agent market. And
why so much?
Because they had signed a lot of people to a lot of fat contracts who just didn't work out. And now they've got Sam Darnold. They've got a build to protect around them with a good offensive line. The Jets are good defensively. But they need guys for him to throw to, and they need guys to block, and they need a Saquon Barkley-esque running back to make themselves into an AFC East team that's capable of at least staying with New England.
But isn't that the problem with all their needs? Aren't they going to fairly quickly use up that cap?
I don't know. Some teams like to build from within with the draft. Other teams go out and get themselves free agents.
Yeah, but the Jets haven't succeeded either way.
No. That's why we call them the team that puts the fun on the dysfunctional. Right. The Jets just never seem to get it right, and I can't figure out why. I mean, you had Rex Ryan there, who had a couple 10-6 seasons. How do you go 10-6 and not make the playoffs? Well, that's the Jets. How do you get to be 10-6, win a playoff game, and then look terrible in the next one? Now, granted, they were playing New England in that one. But you've got some very strange things going on. It's almost like this franchise has been snake bit since Joe Namath shed his football helmet for his fur coat. You may remember Joe Namath used to do ads where he was wearing pantyhose.
Oh, I certainly remember that.
I'm old enough to remember that, too, and that was hilarious. But how about my Flyers? They've won 8 in a row after being one of the worst teams in the National Hockey League for months and months and months.
But isn't that kind of almost common where even more so than football, I mean, hockey teams seem to get hot.
Boy,
and then when they're not hot, seem to be really cold.
Oh, that's somebody once said responded to my asking exactly that same question, and the guy said, "Bill, they play the game on ice." And okay, I kind of got that. It means that there's some mystery answer, but really, I think hockey is the streakiest of sports. If you win a game, chances are you're going to win the next one.
Yeah, that's and it seems to be more. I mean, you often think of baseball, you know, the advantage of a home if they're playing at home. So it's not unusual for a team if they're playing 3 games, maybe they'll take it and sweep it, or 2 out of 3. But they have that home field advantage, where with hockey, they can be hot and it doesn't seem to make as much a difference if they're at home or if they're playing somewhere else.
You know, it's a very funny thing. In hockey, there's a definite home ice advantage for a couple of reasons. First, you're used to the condition of the ice. Every rink, every stretch of ice in the NHL is a little different in terms of its speed, in terms of how much it grips the skates, how much you can cut an edge. The second thing is, and players practice this, they practice caroming pucks off the boards and also off the backboards behind the net.
And so they have a sense of how those
exactly. So if you take the puck from behind your net and you're on the breakout you've just skated past one of the faceoff circles, you're now looking to make a pass. You know, if you carry it off the board, you're closest to where that puck's going to end up because you know where the sweet spots are.
Okay, let's break for a couple words from our sponsors, including the Chamber, which is our most important sponsor, and then we'll be back to wrap it up.
And they are us.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You know, it's nice, Bill, to have sponsors who we like, we use. I know that
we know who they are. Randy Block's a wonderful
Randy Block, guy. But this was just from Hunterdon Medical Center, and I have to say, once again, I unfortunately had to take Dave into the hospital, into the emergency room. They had to keep him for a few days, but, you know, it's never fun to go to a hospital, but I have to tell you, everyone there is, you know, there's just nice people.
Well, and we're lucky to have Hunterdon Medical Center. Even though it's the only hospital in the county, I don't know that you can get better care anywhere else. I think it's a great place run by good people, and Hunterdon Medical Center is truly Hunterdon County's asset.
Well, it is. And it's actually, I guess, our biggest employer.
Is it really now?
I think they're the biggest employer in the county, but it still feels like a small hospital, but has the kind of care you expect from a large hospital.
Oh, no question about that, Pat. And we're all fortunate to have a great hospital like Hunterdon Medical Center here in Hunterdon. And, you know, it was started, 60, 70 years ago? And it's grown and grown and grown, but it's never really lost what I'm going to call that small town flavor and that small town sense of caring. You get the sense that people there really do care about their patients, and you're not treated as a case, you're treated as a person. You're not treated as a heart or a lung or an artery. You're treated as a complete human being. And
well,
that's a good thing.
And I was very impressed because now they took Dave in very quickly in the emergency room. But then there was a woman who brought a little child in who was having a seizure.
Oh,
well, just correctly and rightly so, the emergency nurse that was dealing with Dave immediately went, and, I mean, that child, they didn't even check in. That child was in getting taken care of immediately. And that's the kind of thing that also you have to appreciate. And I'm sure that later on the mom had to come back and, you know, do all the check-in process. But they were not going to delay any kind of emergency treatment to this child who was, in fact, having seizures right there. So, again, Hunterdon Medical Center, we're glad that you're close by when we need you. But frankly, we don't want to need you, right?
Well, you know, Hunterdon Medical Center has a lot of good, not just get healthy, but stay healthy programs, and I encourage people to check them out if they think they're a little too heavy or they're worried about staying healthy. It's not just getting better. It's about staying well. And that's very important. Wellness has become more and more of an important thing for those of us who love sports and play them and love outdoor activities. But, you know, Pat, I feel really cheated. Here we have all this cold weather, and we don't have any snow. And I love to go cross-country skiing or walk in the snow. And when we had our three cats, they used to follow me around in the snow. So I'd go walking up and down the street, followed by these three cats. No leashes. They just come along with me like I was, you know, leader of the pack.
Yeah, well, until it got cold, you would have been walking in the mud.
I mean, remember,
there were very few places 2 weeks ago that you could even walk. I mean, it was so, the ground was so saturated. And, of course, one of the problems is
not a doubt about that.
When the ground is frozen and then it rains and then there's a couple inches of mud on top.
You know, if you know, we're going to start running out of time in a few moments, and after this weekend we run out of the number one spectator sport, football, until July. So we have to start finding other things to talk about and to watch on the boob tube. But Pat, I want to suggest a sport to you, and that is Nordic skiing, cross-country skiing, as we call it here. Lots of fun to watch, great action, great athletes, beautifully conditioned people, and a tremendous amount of skill. And when they combine it with shooting, biathlon, it's even more interesting. And some of the best competitors are women out of Scandinavia and also, strangely enough, out of the American West.
Yeah, well, I hate to tell you, I'm not going to be someone who would enjoy watching cross-country skiing. On the other hand, I don't know why I'm probably the only person who really loves to watch rodeo and bull riding.